If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of motivational thoughts, news stories, and research from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. I'm your host, Russell Newton. Thanks for listening today and hope you're doing well. Today, further insight from the book, Discipline Your Thoughts. Uncover the origins of your thoughts, correct common thinking errors, and critically and logically assess your beliefs. Written by Stephen Schuster, narrated by Russell Newton. Egocentric bias is when people remember the past in a way that strokes their ego. They only pay attention to their own point of view, and they often think more highly of themselves than the facts would support. For example, they may remember winning a race by a greater margin or a faster time, or remember earning better grades and a bigger scholarship than what really occurred. You know the type of person I'm talking about. The guy who tells you he caught a 20-inch fish right after you share that the fish you caught was 12 inches long. Or the old friend who says she had four guys trying to ask her to prom, when your memory of that event in high school is that it was only one, the one she asked out. They are often the life of the party with many colorful stories to tell, but they don't realize that people take what they say with a grain of salt because they feel like their boastful tales are not accurate. They are the ones who always want to feel superior to others, and their egocentric bias memories help them to achieve those results, if only in their own minds. What is egocentric bias? An egocentric bias occurs when people spend too much time thinking about things from only their own perspective, and their thinking becomes distorted as they start to believe their own hype. This bias makes people start to see themselves as more important and influential than reality would suggest. They may think that they alone were responsible for winning the big game or for closing the big deal at work. In their mind, they contributed to the successful outcomes far more than they really did. People with egocentric biases will think that they are above average and superior to their peers in nearly every area imaginable. They may also come to feel invincible, like bad things, such as an accident or a poor medical diagnosis, are unlikely to happen to them. This bias was first named in 1980 by a psychologist from Ohio State University named Anthony Greenwald. He believes that egocentric biases are when a person's beliefs become so skewed that what they recall from their memory is different than what really happened. Egocentric bias happens when people stop looking at things from the perspective of others. When people only focus on how much they personally have done, it's very easy for them to feel like their contributions to a group effort are far greater than they really are. Daniel Schachter, a Harvard University psychology professor, refers to egocentric bias as one of the seven sins of memory. People who are greatly impacted by egocentric bias often choose friends and social groups based on how much positive feedback they receive from their exaggerated stories, as it serves to continue to stroke their ego. This has been Discipline Your Thoughts. Uncover the origins of your thoughts, correct common thinking errors, and critically and logically assess your beliefs. Written by Stephen Schuster. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Stephen Schuster. Production copyright by Stephen Schuster. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.